The approach of summer and its sizzling temperatures, the wildfires burning here in the Southwest, and the decades-long drought, all of it brings climate change to the forefront. And while there are efforts underway to deal with it and its effects, plans vary depending upon just how dire people think the current circumstances are. In his new book, Our Shared Storm, a novel of five climate futures, Andrew Dana Hudson begins with public policy on climate change and offers a variety of scenarios. He'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix tonight, and he talked with our co-host Steve Goldstein earlier. Hudson began by explaining the five possible shared socioeconomic pathways, or SSPs, that provide the jumping-off point for his five approaches in the book.
If we are really successful at cutting emissions, transitioning off fossil fuels, and building a sustainable society, that gets us SSP1, which is sort of the optimum scenario. Then there's a middle of the road scenario, SSP2. There's a breakdown scenario focused around more conflict and regional rivalry, competition over energy resources. I think we're seeing kind of the shades of that with Europe and Russia and Ukraine. And then there's an inequality scenario where climate impacts result in a heightening of disparities between rich and poor people and countries. That's SSP4. And then the final one, SSP5, is kind of a high growth scenario where we don't do any transition off fossil fuels, but we use that cheap energy to power economic growth and just pay for adaptations to climate change. I think this last one is in the models looking less likely because it requires just an endless appetite for coal that probably isn't going to be there. But it resulted in one of the most interesting of the scenarios to write about because it's this kind of high consumerist, high capitalist culture.
How long have you been working on the book?
I started about 4 years ago. And the germ of the idea came to me when I visited some scholars in Vienna who work at an international institute that houses the SSP scenarios.
And the reason I wanted to ask you about that is not obviously because a writer has a process and has to go through editing. I mean, of course, that's... But over the course of those 4 years or so, have you seen indications that with the SSPs that there were needs to change how you were writing things because there were things you were actually seeing changing on the global stage that you felt needed to be reflected?
Oh, yeah, that's tough. Because the last few years, particularly since 2020, I think, has shaken all of our sense of how fast things can move, what's possible, what the drivers of social change can be. You know, I finished it really right before the pandemic hit in the United States. And since then, that summer, we had climate disasters that when I started writing in 2018, 2019, really felt like they were still going to be decades away, right? The blood skies over California, we had these unprecedented heat waves in the Pacific Northwest and Canada. We've had huge flooding events in major cities in Texas and Europe and all over the world. And so for me, if I could go back, I might sort of arbitrarily set the book a couple decades sooner, right? Because it just feels like the time is really sped up, both in terms of how long we have to make some of the critical choices that shove us into one scenario or another, and in terms of how quickly we're going to be seeing some of these really scary climate impacts. It just turns out that the 1.1 degrees Celsius of warming that we already have is a really scary world to be in. On the other hand, you know, we had COVID and that prompted this huge response from governments in terms of resources mobilized and lifestyles shifted for billions of people. You know, I think a lot of us feel like that sputtered out, but for climate activists, that was a moment of saying like, whoa, you know, this can happen. We can change when we want to. We also saw huge death tolls. And that is really scary because it seemed like the bigger the death toll, the less impact it had on our politics, right? About a million Americans died. And at a rate of thousands a week. And it's unclear that we're ever going to be having thousands of Americans die every week from climate events. So if we're just willing to let that kind of damage fade into the background, that's really scary for our prospects of rallying around climate action.
When you put this project together and you were thinking about the five different scenarios, were you thinking in terms of, I want to have a balance of some degree of optimism, some degree of the dystopian aspect of things that sometimes pops up in sci-fi or this sort of fiction?
I think it's really important when we think about climate change to hold both the full terrifying danger of what is very likely to happen to our world and our civilization if we don't act in our head, along with a visionary idea of how we can not just avert this disaster, but make the world better for everyone in the process. I think that it is so easy to either get lulled into complacency or get paralyzed by despair and fear if we don't have this kind of scenarios model in our head as we think about climate change, right? That it is not a done deal, that it is very possible that we can work through a big chunk of these problems and not just stave off some of the worst impacts, but eventually repair our climate and in the process build institutions that can help sustain our world for, you know, on a longer time scale than we usually think is possible.
I'm not sure how often book titles are extremely important, but in this case, even just what you said, the idea of the book being called Our Shared Storm, how important is it to for people to perceive this as something we do share?
I really feel it when some people say, you know, this is not my problem. I am over the talk of personal responsibility. Me turning the lights off when I leave the room is not going to save the planet as long as billionaires and huge corporations are free to burn all the carbon they want and our government leaders don't act. That's true. We cannot succeed unless we get real bold action by our leaders in which we, and a real change in who has the power. But I also think we can't succeed unless there's a huge mobilization on the part of everyday people, right? Both to demand that climate action and to participate in it. And that means everyone has to be involved.
That's Andrew Dana Hudson. He'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix tonight talking about his book, Our Shared Storm, a novel of five climate futures.